You would make outrageous claims.
Outrageous!
You were literally too stupid to insult.
Come on, son!
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. What I want, you got, it might be
hard to handle. Like a flame. All right. We're gonna stick with the Olympic theme for an outrageous claim, and it's this, very simply. I think NBC's doing a great job with the coverage, and I embrace and enjoy and am all for the tape delay.
You are all for.
The tape delay. I think it's the only way you can do it, and I'm happy that they're doing it.
Now I agree that it's the only way you can do it, and I personally think for my personal viewership. With the tape delay and the fact that you got the Twitters and the Facebooks and all the stuff that the kids are doing, the Instagrams, that kills tape delay.
Instagrams.
You could tape delay stuff in 1994. That's fine.
Wait, yeah, when there was nothing. You know?
Because if my mom's on the phone, I can't get online.
Right, but you can avoid that stuff. Like you.
Yeah, but I
understand
don't,
you
I
might not
like
be able to
avoid,
because of your
I don't
job.
Like avoiding that. So, exactly, I can't
but
do it.
But most people can. Let's be honest. Olympic coverage isn't geared toward people who are, you know, studying up for their fantasy football team this year. It's geared toward my mom, who's taking a break from 6 hours or from 3 hours of HGTV a night to watch the Olympics.
The Olympics on tape delay, and I 100% agree that it's the only way you can do it. Mm-hmm. You're not doing the best events at 5 a.m. You have to deal with the fact that there are different time zones, and
right.
You know, we as a prime market are in a terrible time zone for the Olympic coverage.
And by the way, here's my point with this. I have, what are those things called? A job.
Right.
And so I'm a little busy at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I can't be sitting here and hanging out and watching track all day. I have to be, you know, working. And
exactly.
So I don't want to find out that Usain Bolt broke his 200-meter world record by 9 seconds.
Has that happened? I got a blog about that.
No, and it's a couple weeks from
now.
Don't worry about that. I want to find out about that watching it. I want to go into watching it without any sort of result in my mind. Like, I don't want to sit here and go, oh, yeah, Michael Phelps is about to come from behind and win this. I want to be able to watch him come from behind and be excited about it.
I think there are two issues. One, for a huge sports fans, actual fans of sports, it's tough with the tape delay because you want to know the results ASAP. For people who are just a fan of the pageantry and the storylines and the patriotism, and you can just sit down and you know, watch some gymnastics and be like, ooh, that's cool, I didn't know that there are people that do this, you know, for those people,
right.
The tape delay works out perfectly fine.
But it works for me because I don't want to know the result before I can see it.
Here's my question, Joe B.
Yeah.
And I've mentioned this before.
Mm-hmm.
You're chilling. You got a ball and chain, right? You're wifed up.
Girlfriend up, yeah.
Yeah. So she's got to go to her adopted cousin's bar mitzvah.
All right.
Sunday, 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You're obviously going to this.
Yeah.
The Giants have a 1 o'clock game. They're playing the Washington Redskins. You,
I've encountered before.
Right. You throw this on Facebook. OMG, gotta go to the bat mitz. Don't text me about the Giants. I'm recording it. Now, I don't check my Facebook. A bunch of your boys don't check your Facebook. You have a big text relationship. First quarter goes down. All of a sudden, you get the in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Your phone is vibrating like crazy. 5 new text messages. Either Eli is done for the season, he just made the most amazing play of all time,
mm-hmm.
The Giants are winning, the Giants are losing, something just happened, it's vibrating in your pocket, you don't want to check it, do you check it?
In that situation, my phone goes off.
You turn your phone off.
I have been in that situation before. My phone goes off, my computer turns off, and I don't do any... And then
when you go back to watch the Giants game, you don't fast forward anything?
I fast forward through commercials only, and
you
I sit down and watch the entire game. Because I want to be able to watch... Because I love watching sports, and I love the excitement and the drama and the anticipation that's coming.
But
from
the anticipation kills me. The Giants have already won the game.
I know.
The
answer's there. I know. But I like the process of watching and enjoying and not knowing what's going to happen, not knowing whether or not the Giants are going to eke this out or if they're going to take my heart out and then stomp on it. So I hate that feeling, but I love it at the same time.
Oh, I love it. Live for it.
So,
but if it's tough for me.
Oh, it's very
tough.
But the phone goes off, the computer goes off, and I am I am sans. I'm friggin' 1864 style. Nothing. No connectivity other than the TV.
I don't think
which
you
is
could fast forward through commercials
delay.
In 1854.
Would have been difficult, but
I have a difficulty, and maybe it's because you're a stronger man than myself, Joe.
It might be. I have a strong willpower.
If I could find out who won the game, and it's already happened, I want to know. I want to know, and I'm gonna look. I've tried it multiple times. You know, but once that phone starts vibrating in your pocket and you know something crazy is just happening,
right now,
and you want to talk about it and you want to voice your opinion.
Right, but I'm at Giants camp yesterday and we're all standing around and a dude from the Associated Press pulls out his phone and goes, oh, Missy Franklin won gold. And I'm like, oh, come on, buddy. And I went home and it took all the joy out of watching Missy Franklin win gold because I knew it was going to happen already and it wasn't as fun to watch. The gymnastics, which I didn't know the result of, was still really fun. I still enjoyed watching it. Very disappointing, but I still enjoyed watching because I didn't know what was going to happen. The Missy Franklin thing
definitely ruins, and that's the problem with tape delay, is that especially, you gotta be cautious, need it, gotta get it now, and with society where the information is out there, it's very difficult to not check out the information.
It is. It's difficult. So you gotta be a man about it and have some strong willpower. That's my advice to all of you.
When it comes to the Olympics, I'm a total peeping Tom. I'm good. If I know it's there, I'm gonna look. And
peeping
that,
Tom. I don't see so, but I. All right. I guess. Look, it's. I think there's different people who get like I'm somebody who can wait. And I want to wait, and so I dig the tape delay.
You and Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow and Lolo Jones.
Sex life is on tape delay.
The three of us are hanging out just waiting. Waiting. Waiting to get to a party that everybody else is loving. And we're just hanging out waiting. Just waiting.
And
all these people who are taking to Twitter freaking out about it, just shut up.
Yeah, listen,
if you
want to
know
say,
about it, freaking find out about it.
I don't like the tape delay. But I do completely agree that I don't blame NBC for it. It's the only thing can do. NBC can't be just having Bob Costas breaking down what happened in 5 in the morning at 8 p.m. because everybody else in the Olympic Village is asleep.
Right.
Or having sex with Hope Solo.
But not Lolo Jones.
No.
All right, before we get out of here.
And they're off.
As the field tears.
Big weekend at the track this weekend. Jim Dandy and the Diana went off. Really impressive performance in the Diana from Winter Memories. Exploded at the top of the stretch to win the Grade 1 Diana. The Grade 2 Jim Dandy preview for the tune-up for the Travers. Alpha won it wire to wire. Really slow. Slow-paced race, but he turned it on, found a second and third gear in the stretch to win it. So that'll set up nicely for the Travers. It was a big weekend from the track. Will be again this weekend. The Grade 1 Whitney and some other stuff. You can check out all of the track coverage on 1045theteam.com. I'll be up there this week live tweeting Joe_1045 and handicapping advice. Some just news and notes from around the track, so check us out there and check out 1045theteam.com for some best bets this weekend. Bricks, anything to add before we get out of here?
No, you can follow me at GameOnBrixie. Holla at your boy, get your Twitter on. I'll be updating you on all the Olympic knowledge as it happens.
Absolutely. He's just ruining your evening. All right, we'll get you out of here. We didn't talk a lot of Jets today, so we're gonna play some Jet theme music as our outro tune today. It's Two Guys, One Mic.